This is Apparat taking us out. Thanks a lot for listening. Stick around for Under the Floorboards, the Sonic Entropy. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Coconut lying on the beach. Good morning, Mr. Coconut, I say. Thank you. wasn't designed properly, or, you know, these infections have gotten so much worse that our immune system is just here by now.
Thank you. The lettuce smiled, and the carrot said greetings as the flowers were all wash-faced into calico. Stuffy smiled.
You have got to stand up, and you have to be the voice. I'm just one voice, and I'm shocked that I am just maybe a handful of us that are resisting this. It needed to be more for the hospital to not do it. I heard it from the horse's mouth. They're not afraid of a mass exodus because everyone lined up to get out of here. None of these are safe, and I wanted you guys to know the facts. I love you guys. There is no fear, because it's not going to stop with the flu shot. It's going to be the healthcare chip. It's going to be something else.
Every drug that we take has been through this exact study. There's a group who take the drug, and then they compare it with a group that do not take the drug, and they see, are there more side effects and complications with the group that takes the drug? So why does the CDC refuse to do the vax versus unvax study? Probably because when we look at the results of this study, we realize that the risk would be astronomical. It is likely to be one of the major reasons we're seeing this skyrocketing increase of autism worldwide.
going into healthcare than any country in the world today, and we have some of the worst statistics of healthcare. The problem is this. The pharmaceutical industry is a corporate industry. Corporations. What are corporations? They're systems where people invest money so they can make a profit.
Conspiracy, the official definition, is simply two or more people coming together to secretly conspire to bring about a particular end. On that basis, we are drowning in conspiracy. A conspiracy theory, official definition, is simply the suggestion that groups of people come together to secretly manipulate in the background to change society or make things happen that they wish to happen or change.
With something that even the CDC admits is essentially useless, especially when that injection is accompanied by a toxic heavy metal mercury. Plus, people are learning more and more that preventing flu is very easy if you support your natural immune function with vitamin D and minerals like zinc. For example, eating healthy, getting better sleep, reducing stress levels, reducing your exposure to germs, and simple things like washing your hands before you touch your food can actually reduce your risk of being exposed to influenza.
You know, that our doctors are sworn to oath to. We're number one. You know, they have to care for us. And maybe doctors, I don't know. I don't know. From what I can see, it's hard to believe, but maybe doctors are just part of the middleman structure. structure. Perhaps doctors don't even really know what they're doing either, as far as giving vaccines. They certainly are being held unaccountable if something backfires from the vaccine.
Doubles your chance of getting cancer, triples your chance of getting cancer, is what she is saying. If you don't get vaccinated and instead you get measles, you have almost no chance of getting cancer. Meaning doctors, MDs, and hospitals and nurses are causing the cancer epidemic that is sweeping down into children now. The direct relationship between children's cancer and vaccination cannot be ignored.
the efficacy of these shots have not been proven. The toxicity of these things, we're having more and more side effects. You're having more and more autism. When you go from autism, which was unheard of in America in 1930, to almost 1 in 5,000 after
and now make a bowl
started being preserved with mercury, which is the second most toxic thing on this planet next to plutonium. And then you go to, let's go up a couple of decades. By 1990, it was 1 in 200. Now it's 1 in 88. Now, truthfully, it's true that a lot of the autism rates are grouped into one, but there is something that's really happening. And one of the most vulnerable things you can do to a child who doesn't have an immune system is give them a shot. And I'll just give you one example. You take the hepatitis B, okay? The hepatitis, you're only going to get that from drug use. You're going to get that from intravenous drug use and get from sexual contact. And yet, they won't let a baby out of the hospital unless they're insisting on getting the shot. I'm sorry, that's an unnecessary shot that they don't need to have. Especially when the baby's immune system is developed, the baby's immune system is the mother's immune system. So it is beyond ridiculous. It's criminal. So here we are. I'm up here, flying up here to testify. Lunacy. And I can't believe that they're willing to continue this. People have to stand up. I mean, that's part of our democracy. People have to step up, and that's what we're here to do today.
Getting measles is a wonderful, important event for a child. Almost nobody has ever died from measles in the last 30 years unless the child first had scurvy due to a lack of vitamin C in the diet, which happens when you have parents that are crack addicts, drug addicts, alcoholics. Thank you.
fewer incidences of chronic debilitating diseases as adults. They were protected against autoimmune disease, cancer, degenerative diseases of bone and cartilage, and serious skin diseases, all those things we now have epidemics of and which were much less common prior to mass vaccination.
Vaccinated, it increases, doubles your chance of getting cancer, triples your chance of getting cancer, is what she was saying. If you don't get vaccinated and instead you get measles, you have almost no chance of getting cancer. Meaning doctors, MDs, and hospitals and nurses are causing the cancer epidemic that is sweeping down into children now. The direct relationship between children's cancer and vaccination cannot be ignored.
Enough to vaccinate 10 million people. Viruses have been shown to kill some cancer cells, but only in lab rats and mice. This was a first on an actual person. Doctors say Erholtz had a remarkable response. Tumors and lesions disappeared.
We've got a therapy that you give rats with a single dose, and the outcome can be long-term remission of cancer.
Researchers believe that the measles virus is particularly well suited to multiple myeloma.
I think that this class of therapeutics called viral therapeutics have a chance to really change the way we treat cancer patients.
In his Ottawa lab, Bell has also been working on finding ways to re-engineer viruses to become cancer killers. He says the Mayo Clinic research is exciting.
By combining just the right virus with the right kind of cancer, we're getting these sorts of stellar responses. And that's where the field has to be going. We have to figure out which viruses, which kinds of cancers, or which people are going to die.
The measles essentially home in on cancerous tumors and make them explode.
We have a problem with cancer growing too much. And we have a problem with viruses growing too much. So if we can put the two together and get a virus to work for us and attack cancer cells, we can keep up with the growth.
Essentially, it's making the body's immune system work for you. Pretty clever. Also remarkable, the researchers say there are no long-term effects from the treatment. Dr. Stephen Russell, the study's lead author, explained. The idea here is that a virus can be trained to specifically damage a cancer and to leave other tissues in the body unharmed.
Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.